Now, as far as Shnei Mo'ezim, our plan is to learn Shnei Mo'ezim until Pesach. After Pesach, we're learning Hamafkid, Yitz Hashem. I think that's the Yeshiva's plan. So that the first parak will finish. I'd like to finish the whole parak. We'll see if we'll. If we don't finish the whole parak, we'll get very close. And then we'll go to Hamafkid after Pesach. The Bederach Hakdama, the first parak of Bava Metzia is different than all of the Yeshiva Shemesechtas. The first parak of Bava Metzia, certainly the first few blot of the first parak, deals with a Mitzaya. Instead of it being a limited Mitzaya, like when you learn Bava Kami, you learn Nezikin, you learn Kedushin, it's Kedushin, Gittin is Gittin. When you learn Shnei Mo'ezim, you have to understand what the Nisei of Shnei Mo'ezim is. The Nisei of Shnei Mo'ezim is what we call Tayin V'Nitin. Tayin V'Nitin basically means what we're working on is questions of what to do when there's a disagreement on the Metzius. In Bava Kama, pretty much, you know what happens. The question is how much you have to pay. Basically, most of the Masechtas and Shas, most of the Prokhim, even above Metzia, deal, you know what happened? You found an Aveda, what's it been? So there are certain Shailas. What makes the first Shiblat of Shnei Mo'ezim more complicated is the fact that we're dealing with Tayin V'Nitin. We're dealing with people who say different things. Each person says Anima Tosio, and each person says whatever they're saying. And the question is, how do we deal with something when we don't know? We don't know what really happened. So what do you do in such a case? The Aleph Beis is that there's a concept of Marikama and there's a concept of Musik. Marikama means a person who can prove that he once owned this. He can't prove he owns it today, but he can prove that once he owned it, he brings you Adam from the store when he was in the store and he bought it. So a Marikama is somebody who can prove that he once had bailus on something. A Muzik is somebody who right now is holding it. He has possession. He's holding it now. So typically you have a disagreement between a Marikama, someone who could prove he once owned it, and he says the thing is still his. And then you have a Muzik who says, no, it's mine. I'm holding it because I bought it, whatever time he has. That he's a Muzik. So the Aleph Beis, the first thing which you should know is when you have a disagreement between a Marikama and a Muzik, who wins? Who wins? The Muzik always wins. In other words, you come in, you're wearing a shirt. Someone says it's his shirt. He can prove to you he bought it. So if you're wearing it, if you have it on you, so it's... The Muzik wins over the Marikama. The fact that you have it, that's the sort of the Aleph Beis in the Klalei Hashas. The fact that someone else owned it yesterday is not Moitzi Mamon. If you have a Marikama and a Muzik, then the Muzik wins. That's the Aleph Beis of Tayin V'Nitin. Question is, why does the Muzik win? What's pshat in this klal? The klal that tells us the Muzik wins is the klal of Hamaiti Mechavera Yolav Araya. Hamaiti Mechavera Yolav Araya means that if someone has something, you want to take it away from him, you have to prove it. Just because you are Marikama, that's not a raya, that's not a proof. It proves you owned it yesterday. It doesn't prove it's yours today. So, the rule that when you have a Marikama against the Muzik wins, is based on this concept of Hamaiti Mechavera Yolav Araya. And not only that, but even if you have a Bari Vishema, if the Marikama says, I'm Bari, I'm positive it's mine, even today I'm positive it's mine, and the Muzik is a Shema, he says, I'm not sure. He says, I'm not sure. I don't remember. I don't. I got it. I inherited it from my father. I don't know how my father got it. Whatever he says a Shema. So we paskin that the Muzik still wins. Even Bari Vishema, if the Muzik, even if he's a Shema, he still wins. As long as he says something plausible, that it's possible, that it's his, he'll still win against the Marikam. The question is why? What is the Kayach of a Musik? And the number of Achrayim deal with the question of what the Kayach of a Musik is. The question, the way we phrase it, the way Rav Naftali phrases it, Rav Elchanan phrases it, is do we look at a Musik that he wins B'Teras Vardai? Or do we say that a Musik wins B'Teras Safik? I'll explain what that means. The Torah told us, was megalah to us, that when we have Tayyim v'nitin, when we have two people in an argument, and we don't know what to do, if one's a muzik, he wins. We can understand that to mean it's a svara. If someone has something, so we have a rule, arzuke inchi beganvi, le'masakina. We don't assume a person's a ganvi. If you see someone walks into the yeshiva and he has something, the assumption is it's his. Why? It's a svara. It's a chazaka that if somebody has something, mistama, it's his. So it doesn't prove it's his, but it's enough for a psak, the Torah's vadai. As we say that if we see somebody who has something, we nemon, the Torah's vadai, that it's his. Hameitim mechaveri all over. That's one way to learn to look at the Kayach HaMuzik. The other way to look at it is B'Teras Safik. You can say, look, we don't know what to do. You have a shayla. This man's screaming it's his. This man's screaming it's his. So Sheval Kasadif, let's leave it where it is. We don't know what to do. We have two people and neither of them can prove anything. He can just prove he's a Marikama. He can't prove it's his today. And this person who's a Muzik can't prove anything that it says. No one could prove it. So maybe Hamaitim Echaveri, all of Araya, is B'Teras Safik. We don't know what to do. So just leave it where it is, wherever it is, let it stay there, and finished. Who says? Yeah, how do you see them in Taisus? Yeah, Taisus in the second Taisus. It's true. Taisus Lashin, Taisus V'Yachloiku. We'll have to see if it has to do with the Tamsis of Taisus too. But his Lashin, the Lashin of Taisus, in the fifth line or so of Taisus, is Anan Sadi the Maide Tufis Haidi Dehu. Taisus Lashin is that Anan Sadi means that we're witness. We say witness. Someone's holding something. It's his. Seems clear. There's a line before that in Taisus. Yeshleim et Oizem Shani, the Choshev Kilo Kolechid Yeshleim Bevadai Hachatzi, then on Sadi made the toughest. Taisus with the word Bevadai. So Nachinani, they bring from this from Taisus Lashon. We learn the Taisus. We'll have to see if Taisus Shita is tied to it, but certainly Taisus Lashon L'Cholapachus. Is that somebody who's holding something is holding a B'Teras Vardai. How do you understand that? Someone's holding it, it wasn't even Vardai. It's a little hard to...
It's not how it is. They wouldn't put a hold in
the Vardai. Somebody's not out of her purse, so he's holding something.
It's not his, it's not like it's his, he shouldn't be holding. People are holding nothing there.
If he holds something and he claims it's his, so it must be it's his. That's a vada. It's not. I have to understand why. It would be much easier just to say, if we don't know what to do, we leave it by him. It seems to be like the easy way out. To say that, look, we don't know what to do, we leave it by him. If you would never mind that it's B'Teras Safik, you don't have to prove it. It's like it's the easy way out, the easier mahalach. So Taisus names on, it seems clear that it's B'Teras Vardai, that the person is holding something. It's a din. You know, nothing is 100% Vardai. Even if you have two Eidim, it's not Vardai. Two Eidim could also lie. But it's enough that in Halacha we call it Vardai. So that seems to be what Taisus is naming on. Rav Naftali in a piece which is really on Beis Amid Beis, the first piece in the Chiddushei Garnat, Rav Naftali says that there are two types of tfisa, two types of holding things, two types of musik. Naftali names on Yitzhar HaSvara that a typical musik is B'Torah Sadai. Itaka brings the Lashon of Tosis as well, that a typical musik is B'Torah Sadai. If someone's holding something, so that's the din of the Torah. The din is that if somebody is holding something, the din of Hamaytze Mechaveri, all of Araya, says that it's Vaday his. They have to be careful, because Hamaytze Mechaveri of Araya, the Gemara says, is a Svara. So that means, the Rav Naftali is saying, it's not Svara, that's the way it is. If you're holding something, if anybody's holding something, Svara says that we can never offer Vadois that it is. There is a second type of tesis, of musik, and that is there are certain objects where the Gemara says the musik does not win against the marakam. There are a few cases where musik doesn't win. One example is a dover ha'osi lahashim u lahaskir, something that's normally lent, borrowed, or rented. So that people normally, it's normal to borrow or rent. The muzik, for example, a pen. A pen is a davar asi lahashal. It's something which it's normal to lend. So let's say you have a marikama who can prove it's his pen. And you have a muzik who's holding the pen right now, and he claims that he bought the pen. He claims it's his. In that case, the Mari Kama wins over a Muzik. By the Varma Suyim Lahashul Lahaskir, a Mari Kama wins over a Muzik. It's an exception. Or, another example of a Basra we had. You can phrase it, I'll show you that that's not true. One second. What? He's holding it. Yeah, but I'll prove to you it's not that way. Because if you hold a pen, and I say it's my pen, and you're holding it, and I'm not a marikama, what happens? Are you a muzik? You're going to win against someone who's not a marikama. No? So, if somebody's holding a pen, the second example is gaidras, animals. Gaidras are animals that walk on their own. Not an animal you keep in the house, an animal like a horse or a cow, which you leave out in the field. So Gaidra is saying on Chazaka. If I have a cow, and you could prove it was yours yesterday, the Marikama wins over a Mosik by Gaidra. So Rav Naftali, there's certain types of Mosik, which are not a Raya, there's no Vadai. If I'm holding a pen, there's no Vadai, it's mine. If I'm holding an animal, there's no Vadai, it's mine. Afal Pikein, if I'm holding a pen and you say it's yours and you're not a Marekama, you can't take it away from me. So that means that even by a pen or by Gaidris, there is some level of Mosek. There's some level of a person who's a Mosek. Zotreb Naftali, that Mosek, by Gaidris, and by Gavar Osi Lahashul Lahaskir, that Mosek is a Mosek B'Torah Safek. That is an exception. That's a type of Mosek which is B'Torah Safek. If I have a pen and you say it's yours, why do I keep it? Because Sheval Tasa Adif, the second Mahalach in Mosek. Because Sheval Tasa Adif, we don't know what to do. You say it's yours, I say it's mine. By holding it doesn't prove anything. So you leave it where it is. And it stays wherever it is. That type of muzik is a muzik b'tayras safik. So what Naftali is saying basically is that there's such a thing as a muzik b'tayras safik. There is such a thing. A normal case of shnei mozim b'talis, or yachid is holding a talis, or yachid is holding 99% of things is b'tayras vada. But there is such a thing as a Mosek B'Torah Safek. There is such a concept. This is Rabbi Naftali's Hanacha. Rabbi Chanan is masking to this. Stam, we'll have to see if everyone's masking. But we're going to go with this assumption. So why if, what are the words Musa Bavadai mean? Well, what does the word mean? It means that we have an umdenitzuas. If I see you holding it, if I see you wearing a shirt, I have an umdenitzuas shirt. What does that mean? It's considered a vaday. What does vaday mean? Vaday would mean that we assume with certainty that it's your object. Okay, so we have to understand if that's true. You're saying then svar is not mufus. Could be a marikam is just stronger. A little hard to see. But so what you're saying is one is a strong vaday and one is a weaker vaday. It's almost the same thing as calling one a vada and one a suffix. It's a question of how you label it. Okay. Alright, I'll tell you, you'll argue with me when we come to Nafkaminis. We'll have to see how it plays out. You may be right. Nafkamina, there's a Svasemes in Mesech Sukkah, who I think clears the same Shaila, the Kitzur. Says Nafkamina is, if it's Teres Vada, Teres Suffix. Let's say you have a din Torah with someone over in Esrik. And best in Paskins, Hamaiti Mechavera of Araya, you can keep the Esrik. So now, let's say there's a Bari and a Shema. I'm a Shema, I say, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the Esrik is mine or not. I explain how I got it, that I inherited it, or whatever it is. I'm a Shema. Best in Paskins is mine. Can I now use that Esrik to be the kind of mitzvahs? Arvanidim on Sukkis, it has to be Lachem, it has to be mine. Now, if you learn that the Torah is Megalitas, Hamaiti Mechaveri, all of Araya is Torah's Vadai, that means that the Psak Halach is that it's mine, the Torah's Vadai, so Lamaisa, I can be out to Arvanidim with it. But if you're going to learn that being a Muzik is just the Torah's Safik, Torah told Bezdin, you don't know what to do, it's a Safik. Shabbat HaSa'adis. If you can learn it's a Safik, then you can't be Yaitzim Mitzvah Lulav with that. It's a Safik Daraisa, you can't be Yaitzim Mitzvah Lulav with that Esrik. This is our meaning. So this is a nafkamina between the two Mahalchim. Obviously we're going to have many nafkaminas as the Meshach HaShanah. Okay, now this,
someone
who is not a Marat Shaman, just a regular person, and is arguing that the Bezdin, anyone says, Bezdin says, that the Moshe calls on the other person would grab that ticket, grab the song. Oh, we're going to discuss that. If Tisa helps in that. Okay, everything I told you until now is all the Derech HaKdamah. It's not our Mishnah Shnaimas. What we talked about until now is basically cases where one person is a Muzik and someone else has complaints, someone else has time to sin. So in this case, don't get confused. In this case, Rav Naftali is not saying a Machlekes Rishayim, Rav Chan is not saying they get into Mishalas and Mish Rishayim, but this case is not Machlekes. This case, when they've been gone, that the Pashtus HaDavar is that when a person is a muzik in something, if it's not gaijus, it's not davar asi lahasha lahaskir, it's a normal, typical object, like a talis, in that case, we nemon that a muzik is a muzik b'taras vaday. So Hashem, we'll have cases and we'll discuss this as well. Now we start, shnei muzik b'talis. Now, obviously, they're coming, each one's holding one end of the talis. The Gemara says later, Shnayim Ozen Batalis means the Ozen on the edges of the talis. They don't have the talis in their hand, they have the edge of the talis in their hand. And they're coming into Bezdin, and they're fighting over the talis. One of them says it's mine, the other one says it's not. It's not yours, it's mine, and they're fighting over it. It's Anybody who has a couple of little kids in the house could easily picture Shimon's and Metallus. Everyone says, each one says it's just. Again, the Aleph Beis. When two people are holding a talus, they're muchzakim. Clearly, they're muchzakim. If a third person also says it's his, and two people are holding it, there's nothing to talk about. The third person will send them home. The two of them are holding it, and the third person is not holding it. The question is, how do we look at this picture? You have two people holding it. And if they wouldn't be fighting, if they'd agree it's both of theirs, like, it would be a normal mosaic. But two people are holding it. They're fighting. Each one says it's foolishly. How do we look at this? What do we see here? They're muhzakim. Each one is a muhzik. What muhzik is each one? Is that the same muhzik? The Teres Vaadai, you're holding it. It must be that it's half yours. Or do we say, 1 minute. We talked about till now, muzik. In a normal case, a fellow walks into yeshiva, he's holding something, he's a muzik. If two people walk in fighting, is that a muzik for Teres Vaadai? Is that also a muzik? What would you say, Vashkafa Rishayna? Huh? Is that a muzik? Stira. Either one or the other. Or could be both. Could be half. Would you look at it that way? How would you? It's one object, but it's possible that they both own it. I'm with you. You have to remember, Amosim Chaver Olav Araya is a svara. Now the Torah has to tell us this is enough of a svara to pask it, but it's a svara. Now you have Shnayim Ozim Betalus. This declares that all the Achrayim, the truth is the Rishayim as well, argue about here on that base. How do you look at two people holding a talus? Now, it requires a certain amount of iyun to be able to come to a klarkeit. But bashkafa rishayna, if you would talk to a regular person, you'd tell them, listen, the Torah is megala, such a thing as muzik. Everything I told you today, Torah is megala. There's something called muzik. If you're holding something, it's vaday yours. Wonderful. And now you tell you, you have a case, two people in Bezin, they're pulling at each other, they're both holding a talus, and a third person wants it, send the third person, we say, no, they're muzaki. What kind of muzik is this? Is this a muzik that it's a haichacha, that it belongs to them, that they're the two bailam? Or is this a muzik, you're like, a b'tayrasafik, that we don't know what to do, we're not going to let the third person into the fight, we'll have to work it out between the two of them. It's hard to say that it's a vaday between the two. So the first is the third. What kind of vaday is it? It's hard to say because neither of them is a vaday legabi a third. You could say the two of them together are a vaday legabi a third, but no one of them, copy the third, is a vaday the way you're looking at it. They're both saying the third person doesn't own it. That's true. So why are we saying we're going to limit our argument to the two of them? Because why am I letting someone else in? They're fighting, it's enough. I'm a supik to the two of them. Why should I be a supik in the third? Or is pshat that the Torah is Megala Mosek, the Mosaki. It's very hard to.
Why?
If you ask me, Bashkafa Rishayna, I would understand that this is not a mosaic. Just Bashkafa Rishayna, I would say, what kind of mosaic? They're fighting, you know, there's mosaic. Mosaic means some certainty. Yet, we're going to see that probably Rav Rishayim hold its Torah's Vaday, including the Tosis that you pointed out before. Tosis is going on a case where two people are holding it. And Tosis tells us that Oizen Shani, Tosis V'Yachloiku, he says V'Yashloimer, again we'll get to the Shakavatari or the cases of Tosis. But Tosis says, Oizen Shani, the Choshev Ki'ilu Kol Echad Yeshloi Ba B'Vaday HaKatzi. Each one is Beteres Vaday, or Mosek on half. That's how you take Tosis. Tosis says, Anan Sadi, May the Tafas Haidi Deyu. That when two people are holding something, there's an Anan Sadi, there's a Vadoi, it's not on the whole thing, because they can't both have the whole thing, but Vaday, that's a stereo. But there's a Vadoi, each one on his half. There's a certain level of Vaday, each one on a half. That's what Tosis is telling us. Which means that Tosis understands that each one is a Mosek Beteres Vaday on half of it. It would seem that this Shaila depends on how you look at two people holding a talus. When two people hold a talus, would you say each one's holding the whole talus, or each one's holding half the talus? How would you look at it? The two people hold the talus. Each one's holding a half of the talus, or each one's holding the whole talus? Now, if you look at it, each one's holding the whole thing, then you can't say anything, you can't use the word Torah's Vaday, because you can't give two people a Vaday on the same thing. So if you look at it, each one's holding the whole talus, especially the way the Gemara says, the case is they're just holding the edges. So if you look at it, each one's holding the whole talus, then you're going to have to say that it's an achiza b'teres safik. It's like a gaidreis, a davar asi l'asher l'asker. You're a mosek, you attack a mosek, not so a person can say it's his, just like by gaidreis, but you're holding it. It's hard to say teres vaday if there's another human being in the world who also has a teres mosek on. Not really. Remember, the Gemara is going to say that we only swear Shalaya Kalak and Hailuch Patakis 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 Patakis
Patakis
Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis Patakis But he can't swear it. So Gemara says he can't swear in half because it comes out as a chakra when he's saying the whole. He's swearing on half. Amy Bapa is just a way of phrasing it. Now, if you're going to look at it that each one is holding a half, then it's very easy to say everyone's a Mosek Beteres Vaday. Two people holding something, they're holding a bit Kedera HaShotvim. So each one is holding a half. Now, then it's easy. If you can look at it, each one's holding a half, then you can say, okay, it's Beteres Vaday. He's holding this half for Teres Vaday, he's holding this half for Teres Vaday, and Zehu, each one is a Vaday on half, which is Tosis is Losh. The first day of Shir, and you want to get away to the second case of the Mishnah. You're right, we're going to have to work out the second case of the Mishnah too, but Dailon will right now to figure out the first half, and then we'll get to the second half. But it's true. Okay, it's true. When I say that each one owns half, I don't mean that there's a dotted line down the middle. He owns this half. He owns this half. What I mean is that he's a shutif that has half bailus on the whole thing. Nothing now. You say each one's holding the whole thing. Okay, so you say, all right, it's a question of what you mean when you say the whole thing. When I meant the whole thing, I meant the whole thing exclusively. If you look at it, each one's holding the whole thing, and one of them is a ganav, one of them is the owner, just don't know which one. So then it's hard to say b'taras v'adai. If you look at it, they're holding it, k'derech ha-shutfim, the says before they're kind of, you just look at them. They're holding it, k'derech ha-shutfim. What's the derech ha-shutfim? Each one owns the whole thing halfway. If that's the way you look at it, then in achinami, then you could say it's b'taras v'adai. That each one is b'taras v'adai. Now, we're going to see that the Rishonim will learn, certainly some Rishonim will learn each Mahalos. The question is, before we get to all of the Nafkaminis and all of the Chilukim, is you can't really get into it until you have some opinion on the matter. If you're going to go through the whole sugya here, the Daf Beis, just naming on that there's this thing called Taras Vaday and this thing called Taras Safik, and you're going to get through all the Rishonim with it, it's going to become like Halacha Moshe Sinai, which it's not going to work. You really have to try to work out a Havana of each of the two Mahalachim, which means that in order to go through to all of the Shalas that we're going to have, and this is, certainly for Elul's mind, this is going to be pervasive throughout a number of the sugyas here. Like I told you, Naftali's whole piece on this is on the sugya and that pays of the days. So in order for it to work out, you're really going to have a little bit of an appreciation of the two Mahalachim, which you can get by looking into Rabbi Chana, looking at Rabbi Naftali. They both speak about it, the Kitzer. In the Kuntrasei Shiurim, there's a longer Arichas on this, Simin Aleph. But you're going to have to come to some type of an appreciation in your own mind of one Mahalach or the other in order for it to work. I'm telling you beforehand, before we start the whole Sugya, that the Mahalach of Taisus, that it's a Taras Vaday, I find difficult. I find a little hard. I would understand better that it's the Taras Safik. To say that each one's holding half, when they're fighting over it, it's true. You take a snapshot, you take a picture of them. So two people holding it, you'd say they should be. But Afal Pi Kein, it just in the case, the way the case plays out, the Taisus Shita is a little hard. And right, we're going to have to work it through. It's a Taisus Shita. If it's hard, you know, that means I have to understand it better. But it's something we're going to have to work out. It seems from Rashi on Daf Ches, and we really have to get to the sugya to understand, but from Rashi on Ches, it seems that Rashi holds that it's B'Taras Safik, because Rashi, when he refers back to our Mishnah, he calls our Mishnah Mamin Hamutl B'Safik V'Chalkin B'Shvur. That's Rashi's Lashon. He says, Havalei Mamin Hamutl, it's in the first wide line there, you look up the Rashi. Rashi uses a Lashon of Havalei Mamin Hamutl B'Safik V'Chalkin B'Shvur. Rashi's language of Mamin Hamutl B'Safik implies, again, it's not, doesn't prove anything. We'll have to see all of the Rashis here. But the first glance of Yana Rashi is that is that Rashi means that it's Mamin Hamutl B'Safik, that between the two of them, there's a Safik. They tell me, of course it's a Safik. Even B'Taras Vaday is still a Safik. But Rashi's Lashon is a little mashma that is B'Taras Safik. We'll see yet more in Rashi where we'll come to Yeshua. On the first Rashi, where we're going to come to see that at least Yeshua learned that that's Rashi's sheet. What you're saying is that Klapi the world, you're a Vaday, and Klapi the Chaver, you're a Safik. That's what you're saying, which is, I think that means the Muzik is a Safik. I mean, either it's a Muzik, it's not a Muzik. Muzik has, the way I understand, Muzik has to mean, Hamaytim Chaver Alav Araya. No one can take it from you. Muzik B'Taras Vaday. If there's one person in the world that can take it from you, then you're not a Muzik. B'Taras Vaday. That's what I understand. Just to have a good Havana of these two Mahalchim, which I said is the whole Hagdama to Daf Beis and then probably to the whole first part of the Perek. I'll try to go through a few of the Nafkaminis that Rav Chana brings, and Nafkaminis always help to illustrate the Tutsadim. Again, what's our Shaila? You have Shnai Moiz and Metalis. Two people come into Bezdin. They're both, each one's holding one end of the talus, and they're fighting with each other, and we have to decide how we're going to pass. Now, the question is, are they holding a Peteris Vaadai? Are they holding a Peteris Safik? My Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina if they're holding a Peteris Vaadai, Peteris Safik? Now, based on what we learned today, it would seem, you know, this is what Rabbi Chanan doesn't bring, it would seem that Nafkamina, what happens if two people are holding a talis, fighting over it, and the Marikama comes in? Someone walks in, and he's a Marikama, he could prove that he originally had this talis. He's the Marikama. And now these two people, are, they say they found it, they're going to have to give it back, because then it's an Ave. But let's say they don't say they found it. Let's say each one says, I bought it, or each one says, Yarshit, whatever they say. And the Marikama comes. Will the Marikama win against the two of them? It should seem, we have to find someone who talks about this, and we will, it's Hashem. But what happens if the Marikama says it's mine, and these two people, they're fighting over it, and now suddenly, right, they have a common enemy who's claiming it's theirs. It's his. Will the Marikama win? Now, the way of Naftali set up the whole picture, Naftali said, look, if you're Muslim B'Tarek Vadai, Muzik beats Marikama. Right, that's Aleph Beis. Muzik against Marikama, Muzik beats Marikama, go home. If you're only Muzik B'Tarek Safik, that means that when you're holding it, it's like Gaidris. It's like the Varim Asriyim Lahashim Lahaskir. It's things that you're holding is no proof. If that's true, then the Marikama should be able to win against the two of them. That'll be another Nafkamina. Good. What? So why is it different than the Varim Asriyim Lahashim Lahaskir? Well, we don't say Sarah Maisel Ve'Avarai, because we say that if we say Maisel Ve'Avarai only wins against because Shabbat HaSa'adif, then it doesn't win against Marikama. Now, if you're going to say what some of you are suggesting, that clapping each other, their stuff, that clapping the velt, their Avadai, maybe we could start to clear by Marikama. But the way Rabbi Chaim told Shalavek, that either B'Tar Zadi and Parasafik, this would seem to be a Nafkamina. Okay, the four Nafkaminas that Rabbi Chanan brings. Taka brings the Nafkamina Bari Vishama. Says, what would be the din if two people come into Bezin and they're holding a talus and one person says, Ani Mitzasiya, I picked it up first. The other person says, I picked it up. But it's hard to know who was first. I don't know. Maybe I was first. Maybe he was first. It's hard to know. Now, if you met these guys, you'd want to give it to the one who's at least honest enough to say it's hard to know, right? We'll try to pass in the halach. One says bari. One says it's vaday mine. One says, I'm a shema. I'm not sure if it's mine. Do we say that the bari wins? Now, we hold Bari, the Shema, against the Muzik, doesn't win. If someone's a Muzik, the Teres Vaadai. So Bari, the Shema, the Bari doesn't win. If someone's only Muzik, the Teres Safik, so then a Bari would win over a Shema. So B'Chanan brings, it's in the Chelek Beis of the Kovitch Yurim, which is Simanim, Simen Tes, and this he brings in either Aizvav or Zayin, either Aizvav. Now, Isvav, he brings that the Shar Mishpat, on Chayshim Mishpat, clears this Shaila. Why are the ones a Bari and one's a Shema? And he brings from the Ramban and the Ritva that Bari Adif, that in such a case, if one's a Bari, Shnei Mazim Betala, 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 Shnei Mazim Betala. So the Ramban and the Ritva say Bari Adif, that the Bari wins. He brings from a Tosfos in Bava Basra that Tosfos says that by every Yachlaiku, he doesn't say our Mishnah specifically, but he says by every Yachlaiku, we don't Bari doesn't win. We don't say Bari Adif. When there's a case of Yachlaiku, which presumably includes our Mishnah, that we say La Bari Adif. So Pashtus Hadvarim. What's the machlokes? The Ramban and the Ritva against the Tosfos. The Ramban and the Ritva say Bari Adif. That's klar. The Ramban and the Ritva hold that the Muzik is only B'Torah Safik. Ramban and the Ritva say that those who are holding it, it's only B'Torah Safik, what we're calling Rashi Shita, that Rashi uses the Lashon Safik. And the Ramban and the Ritva, they say that Bar Yodif, in such a case, Klar, they hold that it's B'Torah Safik. Tosus, who says that Bari Vishem Alav Bari Yadav, it's hard to know, we could argue, we could maybe explain Tosus is going in certain cases, not other cases, but certainly, since we know from Tosus and Bava Metzia that Tosus holds B'Torah's Magai, so it's very geschmack to learn that Tosus L'Shitasai, Tosus holds that each one's a Muslim can have B'Torah's Vadai. And since each one's a Muslim and therefore Torah is Vadai, so to the Shitasai, now Tosis and Shas, not always the Shitasai, but it fits nice that it should be the Shitasai, that Tosis Shita is that Bari Vishem Allah Bari Yadif. Why? Because the other person is not a Muslim. Because he's a Muslim with Torah is Vadai. And the one who's tining Bari can't be mighty from someone who's a Muslim with Torah is Vadai. So this Nafkamina, which Telavek, a Machlaikis, we have now Rashi with the Ramban and the Ritva, who hold as the Torah Safik, against Shitas Taisvis, which certainly seems from here that it's the Torah Safik.
When you originally mentioned the concept of
Bezdin has to do something. By every time of a nitin, people are holding something and fighting. Bezdin has to pass on something. It doesn't mean that the psak is the Torah's Vada. Bezdin sometimes paskins that we don't know, so therefore you have to like them. But the fact that Bezdin will paskin doesn't make it a Vada. It may be true that once Bezdin paskins, later the psak creates a Vada. That may be. It's something we'll have to see. But before Bezdin, the fact that Bezdin's paskining doesn't prove that anybody has any rayas. Right? You could have cases where nobody has any raya and it's a fakus all around and Bezdin's still going to paskin. The fact that Bezdin's paskining doesn't prove that there's any vadois. The Torah knew there'll be cases of fakus and told Bezdin how to paskin in case of fakus. So this is the two nafkaminas, right? So we have the nafkamina of L'chayr and Nafkamina Marikama, which we'll have to see. Then we have the Nafkamina of Bari Vishema. The third Nafkamina, which Rabbi Chanan brings, is if one person has a Migul. If one person on one side has a Migul, will he win? Or is it a Migul L'Haitzi? A Migul doesn't win against somebody who's a Muzik. If someone's a Muslim, a Teres Vada, you can't be mighty with a Migul. Will a Migul help in the case of Shneim as a Metalis? So if you learn that it's a Teres Vada, that the holding of a Teres Vada, that means each one's a Muzik, a Migul doesn't work. It's a Migul mighty. If you learn that each one's only holding a Teres Safik, we don't know what the holding it means, then Amigo should work. Now we have Tosfos Zen Eitel Revia, where we're going to see that Tosfos says that Amigo doesn't work in our Mishnah, it's Amigo Lahaitzi. That's what Tosfos says. And again, the fifth or sixth line of that Tosfos, Amigo Lahaitzi Le'amrina, and he goes on the Mishnah. It's going to the second case of the Mishnah, which, like I said, we'll get to. But Tosfos says that Amigo in our Mishnah doesn't work, it's Amigo Lahaitzi. Vaita. Taisus l'shitasai, right? By geshmak, everything fits. Taisus l'shitasai, that Taisus holds that when two people are holding it, each one's holding half b'tayrus v'adai. And in Mela, amigul doesn't work, it's amigul l'haitzi. Now this creates a problem, because it's going to come out that like Rashi, the Ramban and the Ritva, who hold that muzik is only b'tayrus safik, like them, Taisus Kasha, we get to Taisus Kasha, will come back, we're going to have to find the second Taisus Kasha, Because they hold it's not a problem with Migul Ha'itzim. So we'll have to get to Tyson's cash and try to come up with a different tariff. But Devaila, this is a third nafkamina between the two Mahalkim that we have. Rabbi Chanan's next nafkamina is if an Erechad would help. If you again, you have Shnei Ma'ozim B'talus, and once it's Kula Shrei to see, and once it's Kula Shrei to see, and one of them has an Erechad with him. An Erechad can be Maitzi from someone who's mostly B'Teres Vada. That's for sure. Behold, the Teres Vadai, there's nothing to talk about, and Eidecha can't help. If someone is Moses the Teres Safik, though, does an Eidecha help if someone's Moses the Teres Safik? If I have a pen, Eidecha says it belongs to Pliny. Do I have to give it away? Generally, Eidecha doesn't even help against a Moses the Teres Safik. But we will see there are cases where it does work. And Eidecha does work against a Moses B'Teres Safik, that'll be on the Amid Beis. And when we get to the Amid Beis, we'll get to this Nafganina, which Rabbi Chanan brings from Rashi and Taisus on the Amid Beis. It'll be very geschmack. Again, it's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, and everyone will be Shittasam. But this is the our fourth Nafganina, Rabbi Chanan's third Nafganina. And the last Nafganina Rabbi Chanan has is the following. It's interesting, Shaila. In the case of our Mishnah, two people are holding a talus, and the Eidim that see the fighting, they pick it up. The Eidim don't know who picked up first. One says Ani Mitzvah, one says Kula Shali, one says Ani Mitzvah, Kula Shali, and they're pulling. What happens if they're pulling and pulling and pulling, and finally one of them pulls it away from the other one? Is that going to change the din? Let's say in Bezdin, or let's say in front of Eidim. Either way, before the Pesach, once Bezdin paskins, it's Misnaver, that once Bezdin paskins, Tvisa won't help. Let's just see if that's Emes. There's Misnaver that once Bezdin paskins, that itself creates a Vada. But before, let's say even in Bezdin, or in front of Eidim, they're pulling at each other, and one of them pulls it away from the other one. What happens now? Now he says, oh, now I'm the Musik. Is that going to change anything? Someone pulls it in front of Eidim, in front of Bezdin, is that going to change anything? Pashtus, what should be? Huh? Should it change anything? Pashtus. What do you say? Huh? Should it help? They walk into Bezdin, he's pulling. Bezdin raids passing Achloiku. Finally, one of them gives a good slap and he gets the whole thing. Now, yes, me, I would say Pashtus. Why does that do anything? We know exactly what happened. He was stronger. Stronger doesn't prove it's yours. But I would think pulling. Rabbi Chanan says that should be totally in our shayla. If the original muzik is b'teres vadai, so what does it help that you pulled it away from him? Bezdin knows you're a muzik in half. You're holding half. Why does it help to pull something away? It doesn't help. If you go to Bezdin and you tie it to Bezdin and something is yours, the other person's holding it. And in front of Bezdin, you grab it away. So Bezdin will give you Malchus, you're a Ganif. You don't get Malchus for Ganeva, right? It's a lot of Nikma Teshlum, but Lamaisi, you're Ibrahim Ganeva. You're a Ganif if you pull something away. If you learn Mosik is the Torah's Vadai, then when two people walk into Bezdin, and it's a Vadai, half is his and half is his, that's the way Bezdin looks at it, then if one person pulls it, he's a Ganif, and it doesn't do anything. If you're going to learn that Tfisa is Pshat, that Musik is Pshat Muteras Safik, that each one who's holding it is only holding a Muteras Safik. In Cain, if one person pulls it away, it should help. Because, what do we start with? What does Musik Muteras Safik mean? It means, Bezdin says, we don't know what to do, we'll leave it where it is. If it means we don't know what to do, we'll leave it where it is, so if one person pulled it, so Bezdin says the same thing. We don't know what to do. We'll leave it where it is. If they're both holding it, it's half and half. If one person's holding it, so he gets the whole thing. If the whole muzik of Shnayim Ayazin is just a din that Bezdin says, we'll leave it where it is, Sheval Tase Adif, so one person pulled it away, so we'll back to Sheval Tase Adif. So these are I mentioned five nafgaminas. The marikama, the first nafgamina we have to clear. That's not barer. But the other four nafgaminas Rav Chanan spells out. The four nafgaminas, again, of bari v'shema, of vigul l'haitzi. If an eid echad would help one side. And if tfisa, if grabbing, would help somebody. It would help any one of them if he was typhus. These are the nafgaminas. And you have to realize, even if we'll have kashis on any nafgamina, it's not going to disprove the whole yisai. To see if all the nafgaminas shtim. But the Bukhara holds that these are the four nafgaminas, alfi pashtus. And the way we're setting it up today, it's a machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis. And the Ramban and the Ritva certainly appears hold like Rashi, that it's a tfisa b'tar safik, and Taisvis holds it's a tfisa b'tar safik. Now, on the first Rashi, there's a Pnei Yeshua, which Vaita, his biur in Rashi, fits very well with what we spoke about today. And after that, we're going to get to Taisus v'Yachloiku. You have to know where to look. Taisus v'Yachloiku deals with the rule. When do we say Yemurach HaShel Elio? When do we say Kol Olam Gavar? And when do we say Yachloiku? What's the rule? The big rule So Taisus is very clear. Taisus sets up a rule. You have to know there's a Nimuki Yosef who argues here in the Sugya. Nimuki Yosef argues the bottom Rashi on the Amud Aleph. When we get to it, it'll seem that Rashi holds like the Nimuki Yosef, which we'll get to. And the third sheet is the Riva in Taisus above a Basra Amud Aleph on the base. The Riva. Now, a shortcut for Masechtas Bava Metzia, for Rishayim, you should know the Nachlas David, which we unfortunately only have Nachlas David above a Kam above Metzia, basically. The Nachlas David's Gevura of that Sefer, is besides his Gainus and his Kiddushim, is that he sets up the Shitas HaRishayim, generally. He is very much into setting up Shitas HaRishayim, which is really the main thing you do when you learn Gemara. Is you try to set up the Shitas HaRishayim in the Gemara. We're weak, we need Achrayim to help us. Nachlas David sets up the Shitas HaRishayim, which you basically have to do to understand the three Shitas, Taisus, the Rivav, which is in Taisus Bava Basra Lama Dalit, and in Muki Yosef, you probably will be better off taking a piece of paper and just sketching out the Shitas. So you have some type of clarkite in it. And it's Hashem, that's on the agenda.